Friends, we have this gripping and fascinating story this morning in the gospel, right? It's this account where Jesus travels into a region and he meets these two people who are suffering immensely, demoniacs, possessed. And he confronts this evil, this way in which that they have been completely overcome by the power of the enemy. And he walks right into that, he confronts it, and frees them. Now, many of us, when we ask for any kind of intervention from the Lord, we expect him to do something. And we expect it sometimes, friends, and if I'm honest, I also fall into this, I expect it on my terms. And what happens? The townspeople, after seeing the great herd of swine go into the sea, and these two people being freed, they ask Jesus to leave. They don't want him there anymore. Well, friends, this often happens with us. When we come before the Lord with the pain, yes, the struggles we have in this life, and we ask him, Lord, I need you to come into this and to help me. I need you to come into this and intervene. Very often, friends, it can be difficult because our idea of what the intervention might look like from our God might not be the same dream and idea that he has for us. Very often when he comes into our lives, it changes things, does it not? It causes a need for a response on our part, a submission of our will. But as we saw today, even when he, in such a powerful way, acts in the lives of these people and in their town, they ask him to go away because simply we cannot handle, or we don't want to handle, the demands that come from following after Jesus, picking up our cross and following him. It says in the psalm, did we not just pray that all together? To the upright I will show the saving power of God. That great saving power which is there for you and I. The only challenge for us, the only difficulty maybe for us, is to accept that saving power and the transformative way in which Jesus Christ wants to come into the towns, the communities, and the parts of our lives where we most need him.